Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you on this chilly December morning?
Well, I'm freezing my backside off, John. I'm telling you.
Well, I guess we can only expect it.
Yeah, how's your weekend?
It was great. You know, busy Christmas weekend. Went out and got the tree on Sunday morning and, you know, got into the outdoor lights and all that. Of course, I always pick the coldest day of the year to put those up.
You see, John, I was a smart guy. Remember when we had that 50-degree weather?
You're one of those people.
I was. And people, I had my buddies were making fun of me. Oh, look at you.
Right, yeah.
Well, who was freezing yesterday putting their lights
exactly,
on?
Exactly. I'll never learn.
I saw a story that you wrote actually last week. I was trying to get you on the program Friday, and we couldn't make it work. But there was a mom, a single mom.
Of five children.
Yeah. Talk about what happened with that story and how she got shysted out of some cash.
Yeah, well, she had to move. The house that she was living in was under foreclosure. And not her house, but it was a house where she was renting. She had to leave, and she was desperately looking for a place to move, you know, with five kids. You don't have a lot of options. And she doesn't have a lot of money. She works as an assistant manager at a Subway. And anyway, she saw what looked like a good deal on Craigslist and called on it and arranged to meet who she thought was the landlord at the place and got there. And he was waiting for her and showed her the place. And they reached an agreement. And she paid him a $500 deposit on the apartment, on the house. It was actually a house in Old Town, and he gave her the lease, signed a lease, and gave her a receipt. And it turned out that the guy had nothing whatsoever to do with the property. He had actually broken into the house just strictly for the purpose of scamming her out of the deposit.
How gutsy is someone like that? He pulled a sign out of the front yard.
Exactly. He pulled the man who actually owns the property had a sign out there, advertising the property for rent. And this thief pulled the sign out, hid it in the bushes, broke into the house, and pretended that he was the landlord and scammed this woman out of $500.
Has law enforcement found this guy?
Not really. I mean, they took a report, and talk about a needle in a haystack. I mean, the guy just sort of vanishes, and you know, you have no idea who, you know, what his name is or where he's from or anything. So, I mean, they'll investigate it, but the odds of catching him are really slim.
All right. Well, let's talk about the good news, because the day after you wrote that story, a lot of good things happened for the single mom.
And you know, the thing is, she didn't ask for a dime, and she wasn't calling me for the purposes of collecting any money. She just wanted to, you know, warn other people about this scam. But nonetheless, people saw the need, and I just put, in fact, she came down here and collected $550. So it's actually $50 more than she got scammed out of, which is, poetic justice as far as I'm concerned.
Was she able to find another place to live?
Yes. The man who actually owned the home that the guy broke into and used to scam this woman actually was able to find a place for her that she could afford. So she did, you know, in the end, the silver lining is that she did find a place to move into and got her money back, plus a little extra, which is, you know, great.
Especially during the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, people were writing $100 checks. I think I got $400 checks and $350 checks. Somebody actually even put $100 worth in cash in an envelope and dropped it off at the State Journal. And it'll basically rescue Christmas for this woman, because she said, $500 in her budget would just totally blow Christmas out of the water for her kids. So.
John Schneider is the columnist for the Lansing State Journal. John, when you write these columns, you get a lot of feedback from people who want to help. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes, and all I am is the conduit. I just simply, relay the information, and it's the readers who are actually the heroes in this.
And then before we let you go, in today's Lansing State Journal, it's titled your column, "We'll Look for the Best in People This Holiday Season." Talk about some of the highlights from that.
Well, you know, I've written a blog about Black Friday and how much I hate it, and how much I even hate seeing the the news clips on
now,
TV.
Now, why is that, John?
Well, because I just don't, you know, I know Americans have this reputation as being these, you know, total materialistic consumers, and to see these hordes of people rushing into these stores to buy this crap that they don't even need, it always kind of depresses me a little bit.
So what were some of the stories that you wrote about today?
So, you know, in response to that, a guy wrote and he said, you know, he was at the Meijer store in Mason. Everybody was polite and cordial to each other. And, you know, he was pointing out that, you know, there is a positive side to it. And, you know, you just have to sometimes maybe look for that a little bit more.
John, don't be bah humbug about shopping.
Well, I just don't like shopping. It's just something that... you know, to have to go to a mall with my wife would just put me in a cold sweat. It's just not something I like to do.
You know what you do? I got the secret for getting you out of that, John.
Okay.
All right? I want you
to
write this down. You take the honey-do list when she's trying to drag you to the store, and you say, honey, I'm going to take care of these for you right now. You go on out there. You enjoy yourself, and you call up your friend, and I'll handle this for you.
That's a good technique, but here's another one. When you are forced to go shopping with your wife or significant other, rush them. Keep rushing them. And believe me, you will not get invited anymore.
All right, John, what are you going to be working on this week?
I don't know. I'm looking at some things. I don't even have definite right now, but I'm sure something will materialize.
All right, John Snyder's column is daily in the Atlantic State Journal. You can also check out his blog at lsj.com. Thanks, John.
Okay, Tony. Have a good day.